Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Let's begin now.
Welcome in. After Hours, 610 Sports Radio. Dusty Likens with you tonight. Thursday night After Hours, always a good one. Might change. Might change eventually to 7 o'clock, you know, ladies night, something like that. But hey, will you do me a favor? Will you kill the music? I know we don't do this to you.
Kidding serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm extremely proud of you.
All right.
Okay.
What's
hear me out. Just hear me out.
Okay.
I am so thankful for you, for people like you, and people who do things the way that you do things. And the reason I do this is because, you know, last Thursday, probably, I don't know, maybe one of the toughest days of your life, coming off a Wednesday, probably the toughest day of your life. And I had so many people reach out to me and tell me how proud of they were of you for your story that you told on the radio about the parade. And we don't have to relive it or retell it. I just want to let you know that there are a few people that you will work with that will make a, I don't know, like a mark or a splash on your work life. You're one of those for me. You, Chris, myself, Serta, who's, you know, gone on to do great things as well, Ron Hughley, we all kind of came up together. We got into this industry at the same time. Chris, I think, here before many of us. Ron would come in right after that, then Serta, then myself, then you. And, you know, we were still here. 610 was, I think, still kind of fresh, right? They still had KU at times. Now K-State, didn't have the Chiefs, and, you know, the Royals were kind of hitting their stride. We all kind of got hired in that 14-15 window, worked with great people, and stuck it out. This industry obviously is not easy. Sometimes you're asked to do things out of your availability, and you just do it to give the boss a smile on his face and a remembrance of who you are. And, you know, you have your other job with Kansas City Chiefs, and Wednesday last week, a week ago yesterday, was something that I don't think that you were expecting to ever have to deal with in your life, let alone talk about it on a microphone in front of a city that loves sports radio. And I did some digging, and your story has more downloads on my page than any other thing on there. It had over 170 as of yesterday. It had over 100 the first night it was posted. And it takes a real strong person to do what you did. And I'm very excited for you. I think you're a great person. I think you're going to be a great father. I think you're stronger than a lot of people hear a voice of. Like, you don't know what someone's, you know, physique is or their mental or their physical or toughness is just by a voice. I'm very weak, if you wanted to know, that there's no strength behind this voice. But I just wanted to let you know before we really, really started the show, because you know me, I'm off the rails, I'm over the top, I'm eccentric, I'm, you know, shock jockish if you want. But Julio Sanchez, I thank you for being a teammate of mine. I thank you for being a coworker of mine, a true friend of mine. I'm proud of you. I love you. And let's have some fun tonight.
Yeah, just firstly, wow. I was not necessarily expecting the show to open this way. Usually we kind of talk about things beforehand, and
sure.
I very much appreciate the kind sentiments from you and from the city. I got so much positive feedback from this city, from people that I've never heard from before. And really that honestly has helped me process the whole thing. And it was, man, I feel good about it. I mean, as good as one can feel considering the situation. And, you know, I definitely, the feeling's mutual, right? Like you said, we've kind of come up in this game together for a long time now,
Yeah.
Probably longer than I should be here. But I love it. And you're one of the main reasons, honestly, why I still continue to do what I do. I love to do this. I love to press buttons back here, be behind the glass, but it's not just for this. It's also for our dynamic and the fun that I get to have. And I'm lucky to get to do what I do and talk sports radio and talk junk, you know, they're just, so I do appreciate that. And again, I appreciate everyone reaching out and I wasn't the only one that went through. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
A lot of people went through it. And like I said, hopefully people just take something from that and can use it for something positive. So I appreciate it.
They say the microphone is more powerful than the grenade. So if you want, hit the intro one time and we'll start the show. You know what I mean? Then we can really start it in Julio Dusty fashion.
Begin now.
It's the remix.
Give it to me, Julio.
Not how I expected that to start.
It's how it always starts. Thursday nights, man. We are through the dark days of the winter sports session. NBA's back tonight. I guess I've got to get into hockey.
I want to so bad.
You know, it's like people tell you, you should get into non-gluten products.
Yeah, it's too far.
You know, it's better for your health. You should drink different styles of milk. You tell yourself, yeah, I just can't do it. I can't get into hockey.
Have you been to a game in person?
No. I mean, I went to a couple of Mavericks games, but there's never been a fight.
They're fun.
I want to fight.
I've been to a few professional, and they're fun.
I think I think playoff hockey would be awesome to go to a game.
It gets intense.
Yeah, they say playoff hockey's up there. But we're getting through it. Right? We're getting through that time of no NBA, no NFL.
The dog days of sports calendar.
Right. This is hibernation season for Binkley. This is when his beard gets thicker and longer. He gets more warm-blooded this time of the year because
his shorts get shorter.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's just drabbed. Drabbed. Dustman, I'm telling you, man, there's a couple diamonds in the rough, Dustman. But man, I felt like today was one of those days where like it was meant to be, like we are here, right? This is, to me, I've always said the biggest debate in my mind when it comes to a seasonal debate is what's better, like the transformation from winter into spring or from summer into fall. And a lot of people will immediately go to sports, which is fine. We're like 48 days away from the Masters. We are just a few short weeks away from opening day. They're playing baseball on the air tomorrow on this station. The Royals are playing baseball. And the weather's nice. It stays lighter longer, right? It was, you know, when the sun used to hit your eyes at like 4:45 on 4:35 for some of us to drive that way. Now it's above the car, so you don't have to, you know, sit up awkward. And you're booking tee times. Like, I called one course this morning. hey, looking for a tee time this week. Before I got weekend out of my mouth, I'm booked Saturday through Sunday. Thank you. Okay. Okay, Gary.
Too slow. Too slow.
Okay, Gary. I didn't know you were booked for 9 hours Saturday and Sunday and on Thursday at 9 a.m.
Do you really have to call? Can you not book stuff online?
So this is a bit of an anomaly. It's weekend. So weekend golf is terrible. You can book online. That's how they want you to do it. But like sometimes like
you're just
they
old make school
you pay
like
for the, yeah, they just make you pay for all of the tee times like right then and there. And I'm like, well, if this guy backs out, then he's got to Venmo me, and then I don't want to have to like have an go out and ask another guy. So I just call him. And
it's very old manish of you.
Yeah. And you think about, and so got a tee time, finally had to call a couple places, 9:12 Sunday morning. But this is an anomaly this time of year because it's finally nice. There's a lot of people that are like, I don't golf unless it's 60. I'll golf if it's 45. That's my limit. It's got to be at least 45.
That's crazy.
And I mean, I've already played three times this winter. And I'm going to play Sunday and Monday because it's going to be 70, I think 74 on Sunday and then like 75 on Monday. But is it just me or yes, the sports fan in all of us loves like summer ending going into fall? I don't. I love swimming pools. I love handcrafted cocktails. I like going and buying a mixed six pack of flings, vodka lemonade, Paloma. You know, sitting in a pool, getting a tan. I don't want fall to get here. I want the sports of fall to get there, but I don't want the season to get there. You see what I'm saying?
I'm so with
like,
you.
With spring and winter, like I'm so ready to where I can go do my 2 mile walk at either 8 a.m. or I can do it at 9 o'clock at night. And it's not really going to differentiate, like that's not really a word, but it's not going to change that much in temperature. Like it is 58 degrees right now. It's 7:15, 7:10 at night. I love the transformation from winter to spring more than I love from summer to fall. Some people might be like, you know what I really love? What I really love is spring into summer.
I would say mine is probably spring to summer. Yep. Sports calendar wise, agreed. Fall is the best time. When we're talking strictly weather that related to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm more of a spring into summer. I mean, beautiful weather, green. Good gosh. I cannot wait to see green.
We're going to have a green spring.
We are going to have a green spring. Hopefully not a lot of rain. We got so much rain over this winter. I'm good on that.
Right.
Like, but give me the flowers. Give me the fresh air. Windows open in the house. Windows down and you're driving down the road.
Everything's
like, give me that sunroof open. Mm. Give me that.
Vern's voice on your radio. Vern's back.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to touch Vern today.
I got a little happy there seeing Vern.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Vern's our guy. We talked about at the beginning of the show about how we're proud of each other, where we came from. Like, Vern was that guy.
Vern also started around with us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it was like, man, like, you'd heard his voice. You'd be like, man, I want to piss that guy
off. He's just got such a sensual voice, you know?
And then you'd see Vern, right? He'd be like, oh, this guy's nice. Oh, big time. Big time. You hear Vern's voice, man. You know, the hot stove was the first episode tonight. It's getting lighter, longer. It's weather's nice. And you don't have a bad day. You get cut off on 435. Somebody could really ride your ass on 470. Doesn't matter to me, James. It's 66 degrees and nice. I had my windows open the last 3 days. I can't wait to get my Evergy reminder that says, Dusty, good job. He used less energy this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't you love that?
Don't get me started on that. My bill, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Seen better days.
You don't have to book tee times for disc golf. Yeah, well, you don't have to play disc golf. I know what you're doing there. I see the smiley face with a winking eye.
Hey, I'm all for disc golf. I love me some disc golf.
That's fine.
Yeah, no, not for you.
No, because I learned how to play real golf.
You know, not all of us are
there. There are a few arrogant takes of mine.
I can't believe you.
And that's one of them.
Crapping on disc golf this
big time. Big time.
I thought we were friends. We opened the show so good, and then now we're here.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean, look, you want to throw a frisbee?
It's fine.
You want to throw a frisbee into a chain net? I want to shoot a basketball into a chain
net. You're saying that? First of all, you're being very degrading about
play
the way that you're
frisbee.
Approaching this conversation.
Ultimate frisbee
there
is way better.
Skill involved,
I guess,
in disc golf.
Yeah, there's skill in regular golf. That was a round first.
Doesn't make it better, you know? Doesn't make it better.
When you flush a Pro V1 on a par 3 with a 7 or a 9 iron, and you hit it square, and you see the ball marker, and it's 5 feet from the pin, there's not a better feeling in the world.
That was maybe, just all gibberish you spoke to me.
Maybe getting laid. Sure. Maybe getting laid. But, man, when you hit a nice 9 iron from about 135 out onto the green, and you're 5 feet within, and you hear the roar of your friends go, "What?" You better not be wearing spandex that day.
Dusty, I'm there for the beer.
Okay. I mean, that's there, too. We come back on the other side. I want to talk about Bobby Witt Jr. You heard Vern tonight on the Hot Stove. Plus, at 7:30, we'll replay you the Eric Hosmer interview from this morning on Fesco in the Morning. But coming up next, MVP. It's not a biased take.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
This the number one champion sound. Yeah, Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a motor, we need more seats. We just sold out all the
Somebody says
seats.
On the text line from the 913, online tee time booking usually isn't through the course, so it gets messed up a lot. Yeah, I always wonder about that. Because you always get like that, you always get that red ass Randy. That's like, "When's your tee time, fellas?" And you're like, 1 p.m. Okay. When's yours? 1:15. All righty. Well, you can tee off after us. Thank you. Have a good round. Sometimes people are just so, like, intense at a golf course. I'm like, you are in, like, heaven on earth. Why are you so angry?
Taking a little too seriously.
Oh, dude, it's terrible. Or one guy first drive off the tee box, he'll slice it. Shut up. Every time. Dude, you have 18 holes to go. You got 13 more. You got 13 more fairways to go attack. Chill out. You'll be all right.
Have a couple beers, you know?
You're not getting sponsored. We will speak of that a little bit later. Our girl Caitlin Clark now with 11 points, 152 left in the first, over under 34.5. That's the only bet you could have made on her. That's it. That's it. They don't let you, because I was always telling people, like, man, it'd be a great way to make money if you could, like, bet just Caitlin Clark triple-double every night, or, like, Iowa, Caitlin Clark points, Caitlin Clark rebounds. Right now, she has 11, 4, and 2, and they played 8 minutes and 30 seconds. Pretty good.
Good. Yeah. That's good. On pace.
Over under 1.5 WNBA titles for Caitlin Clark.
I mean, do... I don't know that she's going to be the way that she is in the WNBA, the way that she plays. I mean,
should just competition be a point guard.
Yeah, but the competition level is right. Much higher. I'd probably go with the over, not knowing who she lands with, yeah. I guess. But I'd go with the over.
Right.
She's a generational talent, you know?
Speaking of, I don't know if you saw this or not, Tiger Woods' son was doing a qualifier today. Shot an 86. Got crushed for it. Poor kid. I felt bad, actually, because it's like, you don't.
I don't.
I just
Tiger Woods' son. He could have a worse life. You know?
Yeah, but we don't have to attack his scoring and his integrity when he's just a kid.
Well, you're just a D-bag if you're doing...
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are like, "Oh, he sucks. He shot." I'm like, dude, there's 90% of people out there don't even break 90. Like, what are you...
I'm sure he'll get over it.
Tough.
That comes with the sport, you know?
Yeah. We were talking about Vern earlier. You missed him. He was on the Hot Stove. You can find that on our Odyssey app. All you got to do is download it and check it out. It'll literally say Vern's Hot Stove. Tonight was the first show, so he gets you ramped up, gets you all the inside information. He's our Royals insider. And, you know, one thing is he was on this show last night, and we had a conversation about one Bobby Witt Jr. And I know that I had some people text in, and they said, "Hey, I think I'm going to put, you know, money on a Bobby Witt Jr. to be MVP." Some guy even literally texted and said, $20 I put on Bobby Witt to win the MVP. This is what Vern said last night that really took my attention towards why I think this isn't really a stretch to put him in this category. I'll explain.
You and I have had for years, Ron Hughley and I had for years, where I would sense the frustration from a lifelong Royals fan that we've never had that player here. I understand the generation before had George Brett's, the generation before that had Satchel Paige and Jackie Robinson, but we haven't had that player. The Angels are wasting Mike Trout. Bryce Harper goes to Washington. You're seeing every other team get that player. And, yeah, he's here. And he likes it here so much that he said, I'm in. I'll give you my 20s. Understand this, Dusty. Baseball's come a long way since Alex Gordon got that contract just a decade ago. You don't pay for the 30s anymore. Now, superstar players will still get their money. But when you're going to cash in is in your 20s. And Bobby Witt Jr. Buys what the Royals are selling so much so that he gave this organization his 20s.
That's the key point. As Vern elaborates there, that baseball, and you've seen it, right? Because when we break down the Bobby Witt Jr. thing, a lot of you, and Vern alludes to it as he brings up a friend of mine in Ron Hughley, who you probably still remember, who's in Houston now, just doing great things. And he brings myself up as well as somebody who's a lifelong Royals supporter, grew up in this town his whole life, went to opening day, had season tickets, didn't miss an opening day for about 8 straight years, haven't missed one in 4, except for COVID. That was just a weird time to be around sports. But the thing that's interesting is that baseball today, and you talk about Bobby Witt Jr., a legitimate superstar, right? For sure is a superstar. He'll be an all-star this year, barring any injuries. He will put up numbers this year, barring any injuries. And like Vern said, you got him in his 20s, right? You look at players around the league that have signed massive contracts of recent, right? Trout gave Anaheim or Los Angeles his 20s. Right, Bryce Harper gave Washington his youth and then went to Philadelphia. Fernando Tatis Jr. signed that massive contract as like a 21-year-old kid. And the Braves lock up Ronald Acuna as a young kid because it's no secret, every sport has a sweet spot of an age. It just so happens that right now in baseball, the sweet spot for age is about 21 to about 28. 21, 29, that window. And that's where the Royals got Bobby Witt, a superstar that in years past, you know, and I bring this topic up because I'm gonna transition it into Eric Hosmer. Eric Hosmer was, and this is tough to say, but Eric Hosmer will be a fragment of what a superstar Bobby Witt Jr. can be. And the reason why I think it's okay that you could say he's an MVP, 23 years old, Bobby Witt Jr., he's improved well in the 2 years that he's been here, right? Plate appearances are about the same. 632 as a rookie, 694 last year. He had 150 hits in his first year as a big leaguer. He had 177. He had 31 doubles his first year. He had 28 his next year. He had 6 triples his first year. He hit 11 last year. He hit 20 home runs his first year as a player. He hit 30. So he added 10 home runs and 27 hits in 1 year. Led the league in triples with 11, or I believe tied with Shohei Ohtani, or maybe was the winner. But he led Major League with 11 steals. Not only that, his strikeouts went down from 135 to 121. His batting average improved 22 points. His on-base percentage, 25 points. His slug, from 428 to 495. Bobby Witt Jr. is legit a superstar. And Bobby Witt Jr. could be an MVP. And Bobby Witt Jr., to some, is just scratching, right? Is just scratching the surface. And the GM of the Royals believes that as well.
He's incredibly talented. And the scary part is that I think he's just scratching the surface on what he's going to do. Right. I mean, even with the impressive numbers and the historic things he's done, Yeah, it's not out of the question that he's a 50-50 guy. Yeah. You know, it's not out of the question. We don't want him to feel like he has to watch in the way he's improved from one year to the next. And you know, last year, second half of the year, completely different player. There's no telling what he can do. And it's all over. It's offensive. It's defensive. It's base paths. He can influence a winner or lost every single night from three different areas. And there's not a lot of players that can do that. So it's going to be a really fun player to watch for a lot of years to come. And I'm just glad we have him wearing that royal blue right now.
No kidding. I mean, that two-week stretch he had after the All-Star break, it seemed he even surprised himself of, yeah, I knew I was good, but man, I'm yeah. He'll never say it, but no. I'm a superstar.
You can see it in his body language. You can hear it in his voice.
Yep.
The just the maturation process that he's going through, he's realizing – I'm pretty darn good.
Yep.
And you're right. He'll never say it, but he knows he's good. And even it's always been interesting to me, and I've been fortunate to be around some really good players, how other players are a little bit in awe of a player.
Yeah.
And I feel that not only from our clubhouse, but even from the other teams. You know, the comments that we get, even, again, going back to talking to these free agents, mm-hmm. you know, tell me about Bobby. Like, they're enamored with Bobby. They see that he's a special talent.
So there's your GM talking about your next superstar who's only 23 years old, soon to be 24 years old, and he's giving you the youth, the cream of the crop of baseball youth. Someone who also kind of did that and was a superstar was the Mahomes of Kansas City before there was Patrick Mahomes, Eric Hosmer. He sat down with Bob Fesco and Josh Klinger today. I'll play you that interview in case you missed it. Coming up on the other side, it's Julio. I'm Dusty. You're listening to After Hours.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Let's talk to Eric Hosmer, newly retired Major League Baseball
player.
Congratulations. Yeah. And in Kansas City, my friend, you're always a legend. You were Patrick Mahomes before Patrick Mahomes. How about that?
I wish I could have finished like Patrick Mahomes, man. That guy's on top of the world, and he's still got a lot left. But I appreciate it. Good talking to you guys. I'm one of the few down here that still has some cell service, so I'm excited to get to catch up with you guys.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, it's going kind of crazy today. So, yeah, it is good to catch up with you, being that nobody could use their phones today from whatever's going on. So how did you come to this decision? Like, what's it like when you decide, you know what, I've done this for 13 years, I've had enough, see you later?
You know, it's such a mental and physical drain, mostly mental. You know, 2022, I had a crazy year. I was out in San Diego. Got traded right at the deadline in case my wife was, you know, about to pop at any point in time there. Then we moved to Boston, find a place to stay in there. The baby's born. We stay there all off season. Go to California out there. We moved for a little bit to train. Go to Arizona for spring and then Chicago. So it was crazy, man. We were just bouncing around from city to city. And once I got released from the Cubs about end of May, early June, I just told Scott, I was like, man, I need some time to just clear my head and figure out what's going on. And, you know, I have a new son now, Jack, who's about 17, 18 months old, and I've enjoyed my time with him. So a lot of decisions were hard, but ultimately just came down to me wanting to be with him and spend some more time with him.
It kind of told you you were ready, right?
Yeah, it definitely did. You know, I was always, especially my time in Kansas City, I was the young guy and didn't have to worry about, you know, running or raising a family. And I remember watching Gordo in the back of the plane, and we'd be flying home 1-2 in the morning, and he'd be sleeping because he's going to get ready for school the next morning. So now I can definitely appreciate and understand all the stuff he was going through.
You talk with Eric Hosmer here on 610 Sports Radio, and that means you got a new venture now. You're getting kind of into the podcast producing world. What do you got going on?
Yeah, so you know, the main thing everyone, all the guys I've been talking to about retirement and asking them for advice, they all say you want to stay involved in the game. You know, if you get too far away from the game, it's hard to get back in. And, you know, I really do want to stay involved in the game. As a coach or an assistant coach, that's a really hard schedule, being on the road 8-9 months out of the year. So Anthony and I, my business partner that's starting this Moonball company and Digging Deep, the podcast, we just kind of always have floated these ideas out of starting something like this. And this is a way I feel like I can continue to give back to the baseball community. I can kind of keep in touch with the fans and have some fun interactions back and forth. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, as you retire, you'll find out the season's really, really long. Bob, you had that story yeah. about, was it Joe Carter, right?
It was Joe back Carter, there, yeah. Like, so you remember Joe Carter hit one of the greatest home runs World Series history, right? And so I want to say it was 2004, okay? And it's opening day, and I'm doing Royals pre- and post-game back then, Eric, and Joe Carter's going to be the analyst for that.
Great.
Right? And
awesome.
That's outstanding, uh-huh. You know, being lives in Kansas City and whatnot. Cool, Joe Carter. Opening day comes, we do the pre-game show, we do the post-game show, and then you always have that day off after opening day, which is ridiculous, right? Everybody gets excited, yeah. And then that day off. And Joe Carter calls me, goes, I quit. I go, what do you mean you quit? I said, we got one game in, and he looks at me, or talks to me, he goes, I didn't realize how long baseball games were. I said, Joe, you played the game. He goes, yeah, I just didn't. It's a lot different, man. I'm out. It isn't for me.
Yeah. Hey, I feel that, man. As a position player, you know, most of the young guys, when we were in Kansas City, we were rolling out there for about 160 games. But the days you did get a day off, you were fired up to have a day off throughout the day, you know, during BP and all that. And then as soon as the game starts, it's about the second inning, and you don't know what to do with yourself. And you're like, man, I really wish I was in the lineup right now because this is tough. This is different.
Yeah, it gets boring, right?
I thought about that, as you said, I thought about being like an assistant coach and realize how much at work there is. I'm like, yeah, don't. Do like a podcast every week, talk about baseball a couple times a week maybe, but not 162
no,
straight
like
in off season.
No, like five or six guys that are playing in the game and call it a day,
that's
man.
That's too much. I'm with you. Yeah, back off that.
Yeah, that would be tough. I tell you what though, I would love to manage. I would love to help in the front office some kind of way, but the assistant coaching role, it is a tough role. I definitely admire a lot of the guys that do that and the guys that are there with those guys, you know, 24/7, and those guys are getting there before the players and leaving after the players. So those are long hours for them.
See, you got to be on like the George plan, right?
Yeah.
Roll into spring training, give a couple speeches, get in uniform a couple times, and then skate.
Yes, and even now, thinking back to when George took the hitting coach job the second half of 2013, I mean, the appreciation we had for him then to now, I realize how much I appreciate him much more now because he's living the best life there is. He's doing whatever he's got to do, and he took the time to come and work with us and take on that full schedule. So never really understood when I was a player what he actually did or how much we actually appreciated it. But now I definitely appreciate and understand the sacrifices he was making.
Yeah, because he was. I mean, it's not easy being like a hitting coach or whatever in baseball, dealing with 25, 26 different guys, 26 different mental makeups. You're basically a therapist more than a coach as the hitting coach, aren't you?
Yes, and always there's always one guy that's in a little bit of a funk, and you're sweating it out with him at all times. So it's a tough job. But that was what was so cool with Kansas City was ever since basically instructional league, George, Willie Wilson, Mayberry, Dennis Leonard, all those guys were always around. So they, we really all did kind of feel like family. Those guys were with us in instructs, the spring, the fan fest. We got to see them all the time, and those guys gave back so much to us, and it was so cool. And those are the moments that I definitely cherish and don't take for granted.
Eric Hosmer joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Newly retired, you mentioned working out with Moose. You couldn't outlast Moose, huh? He's back.
We all knew Moose was a baseball rat, man. You can't get him away from there. You got to tear the jersey off of him. So I'll be pulling for him. I definitely can't wait to, follow him throughout spring training. And even last year, he, went to Colorado on a non-roster invite. Hit about 700 in spring, made that team. So I'm excited to see what Moose has in store for us this year.
You say rip the jersey off him. You're actually going to be able to do that this year with how bad these jerseys are, aren't you?
They're different, man. They are certainly different. There's a little see-through in the pants there, which I know the players aren't loving. And then, I don't know, they don't look bad. It's just the letters on the name, they're a little small, and maybe that takes away from the big league in the jersey, but I know they'll fix it. I'm sure they'll fix it by opening day.
No, I'm sure they will too. Eric Hosmer with us here on 610 Sports Radio. All right, so you left Kansas City when you did, took the free agent deal out in San Diego. You went from being a legend and a superstar in Kansas City to just kind of being a dude out in San Diego. How difficult was that transition for you, going from a place where you could do no wrong to a new place where you basically had to try to prove yourself again?
A lot of heat. Seemed.
Yeah,
it was definitely a transition, and that's something that's cool about the podcast of what we got going on is, we get to dig a little deeper into some of these stories and the free agent process and how that all went down. And, during all that time, I definitely wanted to kind of speak my piece and at least have a little message to the Kansas City fans on what went down. But when you're a player, when you're in the thick of things, it's just kind of, it doesn't happen like that. And at the same time, I was fully committed and going to San Diego and trying to turn that place around and trying to do what I could. Just didn't work out that way. They ended up becoming pretty good, having some really competitive teams and spending a lot of money there a couple years after I first signed there. But two completely different dynamics. I was the young guy, like we talked about, couldn't really do wrong in Kansas City. And then I was the guy that was getting paid in San Diego, not really performing the way I should have been or envisioned to be. So, you got to take a lot of heat for that, and I certainly understand that, but it didn't work out the way I did or the way I wanted, and that's just kind of how it goes sometimes.
Do you look back at that and go, man, I should have just stayed in Kansas City and been the king here?
I mean, like we talked about, Bob, there's a lot of things that we can really dive into, and at the end of the day, I had to make a decision that was best for me and my family, and that was going to set me and my family up for life, and there is times where, man, it would be nice to have one jersey, and I watch Salvi from afar and to see how special that is. But at the end of the day, the game's in a different place, and the whole play with one jersey your whole career thing isn't. When I grew up, it was a common thing, and I think now it's not as common. So you know what, man, it's a decision that I really don't regret, because at the end of the day, I had to take care of my family, but. It was so cool because even when I was with San Diego, there would be Kansas City fans that were in stands at some of the games, and they'd be wearing the Royals shirt or Royals hat, and we would always kind of make eye contact and give each other a nod. So that bond will never break, and it was always super strong.
Yeah, that gives me goosebumps thinking about that, because when you guys came onto the scene, we were talking about the first day you got called up, and it was Hosmer Mania and how excited everybody was. And then you did something in this town, Eric, that nobody had done since George Brett. You won a championship, right? The Chiefs were not doing anything. You guys went out there.
I thought
there,
you said bought drinks. I just bought
drinks and McFadden's.
Drinks. I think that went a long way.
That went a long way, too. But that came because of the winning. In, like, I know I've talked to Dayton about this. Like, I've asked Dayton, And I'll ask him again when I see him, like, do you realize what you accomplished here in Kansas City? He's like, nah, not really. Like what you guys did in 14 and 15, not only did you change sports in this town, you changed this entire community around from a city that went to go, eh, maybe we can, to a city that went, yeah, we can. And it was because of you guys. Like, you guys will always have this profound impact on our city, man.
I appreciate that. And I will say, I am certainly team JJ and Sharpie all the way, but Dayton deserves a statue in front of that stadium because he's the one that changed that whole entire culture. He instilled all that from day one with us in the minor leagues to the big leagues, that we were going to change this city. We were going to change how the fan base is enjoying baseball. We're going to turn this around and we're going to bring winning baseball to Kansas City. And he never got off that message. I mean, there was, like we all know, during a baseball season, there's a lot of ups, there's a lot of downs. And even throughout the downs, he never came off that message. So he really had us buying into it. And, you know, Dayton is my biggest mentor in baseball. I've been talking to him, you know, weekly about the decision coming up, just because I really do embrace his mentorship on me so much. And he's a guy that really changed everything there in Kansas City. And, you know, I know the fans appreciate him, but, man, he was the one that made it all happen.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he was fantastic in turning this thing around.
And as Bob mentioned, you guys kind of jump-started I think the winning, the city, the feel-good. You pushed the Chiefs as well. I know you're tight with Travis, and you've known Patrick, and Andy Reid has discussed, like, the Royals kind of kick-starting what they did across the parking lot. Now that you see where they're at, what are your eyes from afar as to what your buddies and the Chiefs have accomplished?
Oh, man, it's amazing how long they've sustained this run. I mean, they've been, 2016 or 17, whenever they first started winning, all the way up until now. But it's just so cool to see it all from the beginning and how it all happened. You know, I remember Trav brought Mahomes to a game one time, and it was like, man, this is a young rookie they just drafted. And I remember Trav telling us all he's going to be the real deal. And I mean, Mahomes is going to be like Michael Jordan to my son. So it's unreal how I got to see all the behind the scenes type stuff and how that all grew. And, you know, Trav's a guy that, you know, through all this success, through all the fame, he hasn't changed at all. And, you know, I really do love that guy, and I'm so happy for him and everything that he's accomplished. And it doesn't look like those guys are slowing down anytime soon.
And I'm just envisioning in the future, Bob.
Right. Okay.
Eric's still on the line with us. Envisioning the future. Eric's having this discussion with his son. He's like, I knew that guy win.
Yeah.
And his kid's like, yeah, whatever, dad. Sure he did. You knew Mahomes win, you know, before he was ever Mahomes.
First
yeah.
I go, you knew Mahomes? No way, right?
Yeah. Funny story, I called Gary over at Tibble down in the plaza one time, and it was Patrick's rookie year. And it was like a week after he did the no-look pass or something like that. It might have been in Denver. And Gary picks up the phone. He goes, hey, Eric, I got a new assistant. He wants to talk to you. And it was Patrick. And he's like, hey, man, you know, congrats on all the stuff you guys have done with the Royals. And I'm like, man, I'm working out with my group right now in the offseason, and we're all doing the no-look pass right now. And it was a cool little exchange we had. But those guys, man, they've done it. They've done so well on the field, but not only that, off the field as well. They're killing it. I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, and speaking of killing it, I mean, Travis Kelce himself is just like, he's got a meal ticket to anywhere he wants when he's done playing football. What's it been like to watch this Taylor Swift dynamic? Because as a dad with two daughters, this has been the greatest thing that I've ever experienced.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he brought a whole fan base to watch football. I mean, you know, they were all obviously Taylor Swift fans. Now they all love football. So it's amazing to see how that's all turned out. But, again, like through everything, he hasn't changed at all, man. He's the same guy. Every time you see him, you feel like you've just talked to him the other day and everything's been the same and normal. So just so happy for all those guys. So happy for all their success. And it really is amazing with all the opportunities they've had off the field, how they continue to stay so locked in on the field and continue to win championships.
You have talked with Eric Hosmer here on 610 Sports Radio. When are we going to see you back in Kansas City? Because, we're talking, Eric, and I hate to say this, this is a 10-year anniversary of that first World Series performance.
Yeah, that's coming up. And then I don't know if I'm ruining any plans or anything, but next year or this coming year, we're having a reunion for the 14 team, which is going to be awesome and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I know they want to do some events, and then someone said something about them throwing a party over at McFadden's. I've never heard of that place, so I'm excited.
That'd be awesome.
What that's all about.
That'd be great.
So you're going to do that this summer, the 14 team, and then you're going to have to come back next year and do another one for the 15 team, right?
Yes, but we're putting it on Bobby Witt's tab. He's got paid. He's got big money over there, so we're going to shoot that over to him.
I think that's a good idea. Okay, so you got that going on with the 14 team. When you celebrate 15, will Johnny Gomes be part of the deal?
Absolutely will, man. Everyone that was in that building is going to be part of it. And Johnny's a guy I actually talked to quite a bit still. And, man, he was a huge part of that team. And that's those are the stuff that really I'm excited to kind of share with people is there's certain people that are in a locker room. And, you know, certain fan bases do get it. I do think Kansas City understands, especially like a guy like Dyson and how much he meant to our clubhouse and how he basically ran our clubhouse inside of it. And when Johnny came over, just seeing how locked in he was on a day-to-day basis, the little tips he was getting, he was calling people throughout the league to see if they had any information on guys we were playing in the playoffs. So he'll definitely be a big part of it, man. Johnny Gomes he seems like a character on the outside, but that dude is all about winning, man, and he was a big part of it.
Speaking of characters, Ned has kind of taken on the life of a new character here on the show. Anytime we need something like done or think something needs to be done, we're like, oh, Ned could handle that. Like we're changing a tire, like, well, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, like, Ned could do that kind of stuff. Looking back on your career now and having him as your manager, like, what was it like every day going in there with Ned, knowing that this guy could do anything? Like, we made the joke that, like, Ned didn't know COVID was going on. That's how secluded he was at the farm.
Ned is awesome, man. And I tell you what, each year that I was away from Ned and the Royals and all that, I appreciated him that much more because, like you guys said, he makes it seem like he doesn't know what's going on, but he knows exactly what's going on. He knows the heartbeat of the team. He can see when a guy's a little down certain days, and he's going to connect with that guy to lift him up. And, you know, there were so many growth moments and growing pains that I went through personally with Ned. We all went through with Ned, but he was just so consistent with us. And, you know, he deserves to be praised like how he is in Kansas City. And, you know, I got to see a lot of the stuff last year of him getting into the Royals Hall of Fame and them doing the ceremony on the field as well as Lokane. And just super happy for him. He deserves all that and more. And, you know, I look forward to seeing that at these reunions coming up.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Eric, we appreciate the time. Let's do this more often. You got some time. Anytime you want to come on and talk. And
not 162.
No.
You know, we wouldn't, you know,
anything,
you know,
like that. No, we wouldn't want you to retire after day one.
I'm trying
to
get you some retirement. Yeah.
But, yeah. Let's do it, man. I'll hit you up in a couple of days. We'll figure something out. And I'll tell Gene Watson and Chris Getz that you're willing to go work for them right now because you got people all over the place in Major League Baseball. You can join a front office.
We'll definitely do that, man. Yeah, we'll definitely catch up. Bob found a way to get my number from someone. I've been hiding from him for all these years, but we'll definitely catch up, and I'm excited to follow along. And you know, the Royals have been making some big moves, so I really do hope they have a good year, and I'm excited to watch.
No doubt. Eric, we appreciate it, my man. Hang in there.
All right, guys. Good talking to you.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.